looks like we've got a tremendous crowd here tonight in Springfield, Missouri.
You're right, Bill, and we're all here to enjoy a great evening of Southern gospel music. Let's hear it for Heaven Bound.
Stones are raging, he is a rock of age. I know that he's able.
Praise the Lord.
The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
I believe our God's good tonight. Say amen.
Amen.
This song says, sweet Lord is thy spirit. Listen, sing it, Rick.
Praise the Lord. If you love the Lord tonight, say praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Sure feels sweet here tonight. Amen. There's a sweet, sweet spirit flowing deep within my soul. It's a spirit that God gave me when he cleansed and he made. Folks, it feels sweet in here tonight. How many people believe the Spirit of the Lord is sweet? Say amen. Amen. All right. Now, folks, this is a live album. Anytime you do a live album, you want to be able to capture the excitement of what is going on. And I believe, folks, everybody's going to hear what's going on in Springfield, Missouri. Amen. All right. Now, I tell you what I want to do, Ken. I want to go back to that second verse, and I want to sing that. But when we get to that chorus, I want you to help us out. Now, Lawrence, you're Mr. Rhythm. And I want you to get the crowd over here going just like this. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Now, you might sway back and forth like that, but don't hit anybody in the head, all right? Now, Jeff, when we get to that chorus, I want you to tell them the words, because I'm going to be busy singing, all right, brother? Praise the Lord. Now, listen to this.
Way down in my
you believe we'll have a wonderful time, let me hear a good amen.
Amen.
If you believe we're going to have a wonderful time here tonight in Springfield, give the Lord another hand, yeah. Would you? Yeah. Woo. Woo. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you what, we picked the right crowd to have a live album on. We're going to have church tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his saints. And folks, that tells me tonight that the more you praise him, the more he'll be with us. Amen? Hallelujah. How many of you remember the day that you were lost? Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But how many of you remember that day when a hand of mercy,
come on,
a hand of kindness reached down?
Yeah.
And out of love, he lifted you out of the sinking sands of sin.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Are you glad for the day when Jesus reached down?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to a brand new song. And if you appreciate that day when Jesus reached down, give the Lord another hand, would you? Like a sheep that had wandered away from the fold, the shepherd went seeking just to bring it back home. The Savior came calling, I was lost but now I am found. Thank God for the day when Jesus reached. You see, my soul was sinking from the weight of sin's load. Oh, but I remember the moment.
For the day when Jesus reached down.
to the live album or no live album. I got to go back and do that If you remember, you folks know what we're singing about, don't you? Some of you are lifting your hands and some of you are wiping your eyes. Look, if you want to cry, go ahead. My granddaddy always told me as long as your head leaks, it won't swell. Amen? If you remember the day when Jesus, our Savior, reached down, give him another hand to that, would you? Just like that poor neighbor, me and you, that was sitting by the road. You see, our souls were sinking beneath the weight of sin's load. Oh, but I can tell you the moment, I can tell you the time, I can tell you the hour, when he reached down and saved me by his mighty power.
When Jesus
testify. I think you know what we're singing about. If you remember that day, give me a good praise the Lord.
Praise
Woo! I'm so glad I still remember the day when Jesus reached down. Amen. I'm looking forward to the day when our Lord and our Savior returns. I believe Jesus is coming, don't you?
I do.
Everything around tells me that the King of Kings is soon to be on his way. I want you to listen. I want you to worship with us to this song as we just try to tell a little bit of the story of how it's going to be on that day. When we look off in the distance, with voices of triumph, we begin to shout, it's the King. It's the King. Listen.
There once lived a king in a land long ago, who said to his people, very soon I must go. When he saw they were sad and their hearts filled with pain, then he gave them this promise that he'd come back again. Well, it has been many years now since we last saw his face, and we have fought many yet we still run the race. Though we all grow so weary, it's by faith that we hold on as we wait for His coming, for it cannot be long.
Yeah. Folks, I believe that.
Oh, but wait. Stop, listen. Is that a trumpet that I hear? Oh, one of these days there's a sound of rejoicing. Oh, such gladness and cheer. I can see in the distance, saints in robes of purest white. Oh, here's the part I like. And who's that leading the procession? It's the precious Lamb of God. It's the King. The King is returning.
Are you looking for Him tonight?
It's the King.
Hallelujah.
The King is returning. There's a great host of
day. Oh, what a glory. grave, we'll give up. Listen to me. It's dead. Oh, and the lame. You see, the lame, they're gonna give up their old bed. The blinded eyes will see, and the captive set free. Oh, what a glorious day.
Listen to me. My Bible says the grave will give up. Listen to me.
It's dead. Oh, and the lame. You see the lame, they're going to throw away their old bed. The blinded eyes will see, and the captive.
Feel tonight, I'm telling you, they'll be lucky to be in their cars if they're riding down the highway. They'll have to get out and dance a little bit. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, not because of anything that I have done, but because of the grace of God was sufficient one day that he sent his son to die for me, that one day where he is, I may be also. If you're here and you're saved tonight, listen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Yes! How about it? Yes, sir. All right. Praise the Lord. This is our second trip to this building here. And listen, I just want to stop right here and ask how many, this is the very first time you have ever seen Heaven Bound in person, raise your hand. One, two, three. Put them down. I'm tickled the rest of you came back. Let me stop right here and introduce the group to you. Over here on the piano, doing a great job tonight. I love him. I appreciate him. He's got a great talent. God bless him. Would you make welcome Ken Eubanks, Brother Ken. Ken Eubanks. Yes. Fella back here on the drums. Woo. All right. He's 15 years old. He's single. I say you got your permit. Okay. Let me know when you get on the road. This is, listen, the big chip off the big block. This is Ken's son, Ken. Would you make him welcome? How about it? Yeah. Ah. Playing the bass guitar, singing the baritone part. God's blessed this fella right here with a great talent not to do. Listen, he plays any kind of instrument, but not just to do that, but God's blessed him with a talent to write music. Would you make Brother Jeff Gibson welcome? How about it, Brother Jeff? Yeah! Singing the tenor part. This fella right here is well off. His family's a little off, but he's well off. I was just kidding you. Oh, listen, I've heard singing all my life. I've been in gospel music for the past 20 years. I've heard good, I've heard bad, but I love to hear when it's anointed and when it comes from above. Would you make our tenor singer welcome Rick Busby? Number eight, Rick Busby. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. I'd like to come here every night. Yeah. Woo. Would you make Lars Taylor welcome here tonight along with all of Heaven Bound?
Yeah. Hello. Woo! Springfield, Missouri. I love it. Praise the Lord. Listen, there's two places we've always wanted to sing.
Come on.
Carnegie Hall and Springfield, Missouri. Amen. That's it. Praise the Lord. It's been our pleasure to be with you tonight and worship the Lord because He's worthy of worship. Amen. We want to do a couple more songs for you. And what we want to do right now, you know, I have the privilege to work with some of the greatest guys in the world. Brother Ken is probably one of the finest piano players you'll just find anywhere in the world. And Brother Lars is just one of the most dynamic lead singers you could ever ask for. And Ken Jr. is doing such a great job on the drums, even if I am his teacher. Right, son? And Brother Rick is just such a great talent. Rick has one of those voices that when he sings a song, it's almost like he's painting a picture for you. Amen? Like when he sang It's the King a while ago. And it's like he makes you feel like every line of the song was written just for you. A lot of you shaking your heads, yeah. When Rick sings that song, he just ministers with all his heart.
Yeah.
And I want him to come and minister to you with a song that comes straight from the Word of God. There may be somebody here tonight that you're walking through a valley. Jesus is the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
There may be somebody that you're having to climb a mountain. God made every mountain. And I like what the Lord said in the very last verse in the book of Matthew. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end."
Yes, he is.
I'm so glad He gave us these words and this promise. He said, "I am with you always." Listen.
Jesus knew there'd be times of despair. Storm. when life's cold winds blow, He'll keep you warm. You're His child, and you're never alone. Just remember, God watches over.
Special, and I thank the Lord for that promise.
Yeah,
that He's always there, folks. He's always been there.
Yeah,
He'll never leave you. I want to share something with you. On August the 13th, 1985, I loaded everything that I owned into a 1976 Chevrolet Caprice Classic. Yeah. Hugged my family goodbye. Left the small town of Oil Trough, Arkansas, population 250. Headed for Nashville, Tennessee. Following a dream or a calling that I felt the Lord had placed upon my life. When I arrived in Nashville, I had no idea what was going to take place. I had a job, I thought, a place to live. $300 in my pocket, secured that. I got the apartment. I went for the job. They said there's no job there. I didn't want to call home and disappoint folks, so I stayed. I made a lot of calls, a lot of contacts. I said, Lord, I want to sing gospel music. I want to be involved in gospel music. This is what I want. I had that desire. After a few weeks, after eating bologna sandwich three times a day, still no job, I decided I wasn't going to give up. So I got in the car. I had an empty tank of gas, but I had $3 in pennies. And I took those pennies, and I went and bought $3 worth of gas, and I drove down to the not-so-desirable part of Nashville, Tennessee. And I stood in line with a bunch of not-so-desirable people, like hookers, homeless, drug addicts. And I stood in line for a long time to sell a pint of my blood for $15 just to make it another day. As I stood there, I remember feeling so alone. And I said, God, why? I'm following what you told me to do. About that time, the Spirit began to speak to my heart. As I watched the blood flowing through those tubes as people gave their blood, the Lord said, I gave my son Jesus. 2,000 years ago, He gave every drop of His blood. Not for $15, but for all mankind. For every man, woman, child that you see here today, he gave his blood for them. He said, Rick, I gave that blood for you. And that blood is an assurance that I'm with you always. Yesterday, today, and forever. As I walked out of there, I claimed victory. I didn't give one drop of my blood. They wasn't going to get it. I walked in and I got in my car and I drove back. And no, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew that the Lord was in control.
Yeah.
And I drove back and I walked into that empty apartment to that same bologna sandwich. And after I was there just a few minutes, the phone rang. And it was a Christian record company there in Nashville said, Rick, come to work. We've got a job for you.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Praise the Lord. And folks, I'm standing up here tonight on this stage in Springfield, Missouri, a witness that he's never left me. And he's always there with me.
Yes, sir.
He'll always be there for you. And tonight we're recording for that same Christian record company that called me there in that small apartment that very day, the Benson Record Company. And I'm singing with Heaven Bound. We're recording for these people tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
He's a shelter in the time of storm. When life's cold winds blow, he'll keep you warm. You're his child, and you're never alone. Just remember, God watches over.
Sometimes you walk through the fire, and sometimes
Word of God says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. You know what that tells me tonight? That tells me that right now, in the great state of Missouri, Jesus Christ is still on the throne, and I know that the victory's already been won. If you believe it, give the Lord another hand tonight. Sing that verse, brother. Jesus a hand tonight. We love you in Springfield. God bless you.